Hey everyone, my name is Sami Saad from Palestine. I was born in Gaza City in the south in October 2000. I'm sure most of you know Palestine, the Holy Land, or hear about us in the news and our conflict with Israel. Because of the war in 1948 between the Arab and Israel, my family immigrated from Ramallah City, which now known as Tel Aviv, to Gaza City because of the war. They live in a refugee camp because they lost everything they have, money, house, family, everything. My dad grew up in a refugee camp in Gaza City, and he went for his high school and school in the camp for school for the UN under name the UNRWA. My dad did not have the chance to go to university or college because he did not have the time and the money he have to work to spend in his family. My parents get married when they were 20 years old. I know that sound like very young and very crazy, but that was like something natural in my country. Of course, my dad and my mom, they was like against that, but the situation and their family make them like agree to marry to each other. My mom did not finish her high school because she has to be like a household. She have to take care of the children and everything. However, my dad is the director general of the Palestinian Center for Research and Culture. Most of his work to help the community, children, women to get their education, to learn how to use computer, network, how to start business, if they need help with schoolwork, something like that, and to encourage especially women to go to school and university. Most of my dad's work was foreign people, foreign country. He was sponsored by many countries, especially from the European Union. The United States used to support my dad, but in 2016, everything shut down. However, in 2007 in Gaza City, a small militia called Hamas took over the government, and now it's becoming the government or will control Gaza City. As a result for this one, in 2008, Gaza City, or this militia, went on a war with Israel. A war was last almost like a month and a half. And in Gaza, I used to live with my extended family, so we were all in the same house. I lost 11 members of my family, and that in 2009. They were living near the border, and they got killed because of the war. Since that time, and from 2008 until now, Gaza was in shutdown. No one can leave, or no one can get enter in. But because of my dad's work, he used to work with the European Union and foreign country, so the government know him, and Israel know him, and Israel allowed only for me and my family to move from Gaza City to the West Bank. West Bank is part of Palestine, but it's less danger, it's like more safe, and we will have like water. For example, in Gaza, we do not have water, clean water or electricity. The electricity only came like 8 hours a day, so we have to move to the West Bank. When I moved to the West Bank, I went for UN school for 4 years. Then my dad moved me and my brother to Catholic school to get better education and to learn something new and different for us as Muslim. I know every time I told someone in the US that I went to Catholic school, he will ask me like, do you have like Christian people in Palestine? There's like any Christian people living in Ramallah? I found it like very crazy someone asked me this question, like, come on. Jesus is from Bethlehem, from the Holy Land. So, of course, we have many Christian people who live. Even like we still have Jewish people live in the West Bank as an Arab, as Palestinian. Like, Jesus was from us, so. So, however, I grew up in Ramallah City, which is considered the biggest city in the West Bank. I lived there for 10 years. I went to Catholic school. I get my education. Life started to be better for us. Everything was safe. However, my all my family members still live in Gaza. Because I went to war in 2012, 2014. Every time I lose a friend, a family, even in the West Bank, I lost two of my friends. One of them who used to teach me basketball. One day he went to his with his family to their farm, and there was like a Israel settlement near to them, and he shoot them, and he passed away in that time. But my family life in the West Bank and Ramallah, it get to be like more much easy and more much safe. But in 2016, everything changed. Israel became to stop my dad work. It stopped to let him not like have the permit to go from one city to the other. And as a reason, some countries start to stop to sponsor my dad work. And even in 2017, the Israel army arrested my dad for 3 months because he sponsored a woman refugee in some refugee camp, and they didn't like that. They did not like that my dad keep sponsor education system and something like that. My family decide because of that that our life is not becoming like our easy. We're still in danger. It's not becoming like that what we want, and our government was in corruption and not have any power. So my family in 2018 decide to move again to immigration again to the US. We came here in July. My brother used to be a student in Santa Barbara, and he used to work there. So first I moved to Santa Barbara with my mom. My dad is still, he will move to us. So I'm sure if you know like someone immigration or he came or who moved like from different country, he can tell you like his experience, which is the same as me. The first year, it was like so much hard. Everything was crazy. And right now I'm a student in Fort Hill College. I'm studying police science, political science. My dream is to finish international law. I have like one dream, like I'm the only one from my country who have the ability to move to United States. So my dream is to bring the United States dream back to my country, so they will have peace and they will have work and they will have everything the people have.